Being a small business owner is an exhilarating journey filled with passion and dedication. You've built your dream from the ground up, nurtured it, and watched it grow. However, amongst the hustle and bustle of running your business, it's easy to overlook a critical aspect: managing your personal finances. Many small business owners struggle to understand and balance their business finances, let alone their personal ones. In this episode, I wanted to explore how you can effectively manage your personal finances as a business owner. Let's break it down into simple steps and practical advice, making it easier for you to navigate the financial waters of both your business and personal life. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Before we can even entertain diving into the nitty-gritty of managing your personal finances, it's essential to understand the intricate relationship between your business and your personal finances. In many cases, these two aspects are deeply intertwined, especially for small business owners. First and foremost, for many small business owners, the income generated by the business serves as their primary source of personal income. Whether you're a sole trader, running an LLC, or part of a partnership, the profits you derive from your business directly impact your personal financial well-being. For instance, if your business is experiencing a surge in profits, you might be tempted to increase your personal spending or invest in personal assets. Conversely, if your business faces financial challenges, you might need to cut back on your personal expenses. Understanding this connection helps you make informed decisions about your personal finances based on the performance of your business. Another area where the interconnection between your business and your personal finances becomes apparent is, of course, in the realm of your expenses. It's common for small business owners to blur the lines between business and personal expenses. For example, and this is so common, you might use your business credit card to pay for personal groceries or deduct a portion of your home rent as a business expense. While some overlap is certainly unavoidable, maintaining a clear separation between these expenses is critical for accurate record keeping and, of course, tax compliance. Mixing business and personal expenses can lead to all sorts of complications during tax time and may even raise red flags with tax authorities. Therefore, establishing a clear boundary between what is a legitimate business expense and what is a personal expense is vital. Now, whilst I'm on the subject of taxes, the tax implications of your business structure can significantly affect your personal finances. Many small business owners operate as sole traders, which means that business income and expenses flow through to their personal tax returns. In contrast, however, others may have more complex business structures such as partnerships or corporations, each with its own tax requirements. Therefore, understanding your business's tax obligations and how they relate to your personal tax liability is essential for you to effectively manage your financial information. If you're unsure about the tax implications of your business, it's certainly advisable to consult with a tax professional who can guide you through the process and help you make informed decisions regarding things like deductions, credits, and even estimated tax payments. Further to this, I wanted to bring in business debt. You see, business debt can have a significant impact also on your personal financial situation. When you take on business loans or lines of credit, your personal creditworthiness often comes into play. Lenders may require personal guarantees or examine your personal credit history before even allowing you to contemplate extending credit for your business. Additionally, business debt can affect your personal financial goals and obligations, so it's critical to understand this. If your business carries substantial debt, it may actually limit your ability to save for personal goals, such as the elusive buying a home or saving for your children's future. Furthermore, if your business faces financial difficulties, you may be personally liable for repaying those business debts, putting your personal assets at risk. Therefore, it's important to manage both your business and personal debt wisely. Prioritizing things like high interest personal debt and maintaining a healthy balance between your business's financial needs and your personal financial goals will certainly help you maintain financial stability between the two. Now, to round out this initial discussion on the connection between your personal and business finances, as a business owner, you're also responsible for your own retirement savings. Unlike employees who often have the benefit of employer-sponsored retirement plans, you must take the initiative to plan and save for your retirement. Your business income plays a central role in funding your retirement, making it a vital component of your personal financial strategy long term. To secure your financial future, it's essential to start early and, most importantly, consistently save for your retirement. Things like diversifying your investments even to manage risk effectively. You should always consult with a financial advisor to create a personalized retirement plan that's tailored to your goals and what risk tolerance you may have. So my friends, armed with this knowledge, one of the first steps in managing your personal finances as a business owner is to establish this clear boundary between your business and personal accounts. Yes, those bank accounts. This separation is vital for so many reasons, but especially accurate record keeping and tax purposes. Not to mention making it so much easier for you not to blur the line between the two. And because I know that you're here for some actionable steps, here are three simple ways that you can set clear boundaries in this area. First and foremost, as I suggested, set up separate bank accounts. Open dedicated business and personal bank accounts. This will help you track your income and expenses for both areas of your life more efficiently. Number two, and I say this so often, pay yourself a wage. Treat yourself as an employee of your business regardless of what business structure your business sits under. Pay yourself a regular wage, which will make it easier to manage your personal expenses and save for the future. So when thinking about what value that wage may be, think about those personal expenses that you have and what your savings plans are personally. This will help you come up with that magic number and grow that magic number. And lastly, maintain a record keeping system. I can't say this enough. If you can use accounting software or hire someone to help you keep accurate financial records for both your business and your personal finances, this will help you keep yourself accountable and keep those clear boundaries. Now that you've established three simple ways to be able to set clear boundaries and that you have a clear distinction between your business and personal finances with such simple, actionable steps, it's now time to create, yes, my friends, I'm going to say it, a budget for your personal expenses. Why is this important? We do it for our business, right? I know we do. But we also need to create one for our personal expenses. And there are so many reasons why. A personal budget provides you with a clear picture of your current financial situation. It's like having some sort of map that shows you where you stand financially at any given moment. This clarity, this map, enables you to make more informed decisions about your personal spending, savings, and investment choices, and helps mold the distinction between your business finances and what you need personally. Without a budget, it's easy for personal expenses to spiral out of control. This, as I'm sure you're aware, can lead to overspending and, more importantly, financial stress. By setting spending limits within your budget, you gain better control over your personal finances, ensuring that you live within your means. If there's one thing we all know as business owners, it's that our business income is not a bottomless well. Creating a personal budget allows you to allocate a portion of your business earnings to your personal expenses, to your personal savings, and to any debt repayments that you have. This ensures that you're paying yourself a reasonable, let's call it salary, while maintaining the financial health of your business. There's that balance we're talking about and that clear distinction between the two, because they're not one in the same. Your financial goals for your business are probably different to your financial goals personally, and they should be treated as such. Life is unpredictable and unexpected expenses can arise at any time. I get that. So having a budget means that you can allocate funds for emergencies such as medical bills or home repairs without derailing your financial stability that you're working towards or resorting to getting more debt. Having said that, knowing that you have a well thought out budget in place can bring a sense of peace and, most importantly, certainly for me, security. It minimizes financial stress and it allows you to go on and focus on growing your business, enjoying your personal life without consistently worrying about money. In addition, a personal budget ensures that you are consistently saving and investing for your future, setting you on a path to financial independence, because that's all we want, right? And of course, retirement readiness. Who doesn't want that? Managing personal finances as a business owner is undoubtedly a challenging task. But you know what? It's a critical one for your long-term financial well-being. By understanding the interconnected nature of your business and your personal finances, by establishing clear boundaries and following a strategic, well-thought-out plan for both your business and your personal life, you can navigate these waters effectively. Now remember, always, it's essential to seek professional help when and where you may need it in this area, whether it's for tax planning, retirement savings, or investment strategies. But my friend, staying the course, being disciplined, and having a clear vision of what you want for both areas of your business, you can successfully manage your personal finances while steering your business towards that growth and success that you're working so hard for. So go forth, my friend, divide and conquer. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.